Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the incredible story of friends lowering a paralyzed man through a roof to bring him to Jesus and witness his forgiveness and healing power. Today's Bible passage is from Luke chapter 5, verses 19 to 25. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God.
This is a really incredible story. A group of friends who were determined to bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus for healing. They knew that Jesus had the power to heal, and they weren't going to let anything stand in their way, not even a crowded room. They tried to go through the crowd, but it was just impossible. So what did they do? They came up with a crazy plan. They went up on the roof. Can you believe it? They literally ripped open the roof and lowered their friend down on a stretcher right in front of Jesus. Talk about determination. When Jesus saw what these friends were doing, he was truly moved by their faith. And you know what he said to the paralyzed man? He said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Wait, what? He forgave the man's sins right then and there. Pretty amazing, right? I mean, not only did Jesus have the power to heal physically, but he also had the authority to forgive sins. That's something only God can do. This really threw the scribes and Pharisees off. They were questioning Jesus, thinking to themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Only God can forgive sins." But here's where things get really interesting. Jesus knew exactly what they were thinking. He wanted to show everyone there that he had the authority not only to forgive sins, but also to heal the body. So he asked them a thought-provoking question. He said, "Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'?" He wanted to challenge their thinking and make them realize that he had the power to do both. And you know what? Jesus didn't just stop there with his words. He wanted to back up his authority with action. He turned to the paralyzed man and said, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." Can you imagine witnessing something like that? This man, who had been paralyzed, stood up immediately before everyone, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home. Can you imagine the joy and the awe that must have filled the room? This was a miracle, a demonstration of the immense power and authority that Jesus had. This story is such a profound reminder of who Jesus is. He is more than just a man. He is divine, and he has the power to transform lives. He has the authority to forgive sins and to heal our physical bodies. It's a powerful reminder that we can turn to him for forgiveness and healing. If we have any sins weighing us down, we can come to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. And if we have any physical or emotional ailments, we can have faith that Jesus has the power to heal us. So let's take a moment to reflect on this story. Let's remember that Jesus has the authority to heal us both physically and spiritually. Let's have faith that he can forgive our sins and bring healing to our bodies. And let's pray and ask for his strength and courage to face any fears or challenges that may be holding us back. Jesus is with us every step of the way, ready to extend his healing touch and transform our lives.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and awe. Just as the friends of the paralyzed man approached Jesus with faith and determination, we thank you for the incredible power and authority of your Son, Jesus Christ, who forgives our sins and brings healing to our lives. Lord, we humbly bring before you our sins, asking for your forgiveness and cleansing. We also lay before you any physical or emotional ailments that burden us, trusting in your healing touch. Grant us the faith and courage to approach you with our needs, just as the paralyzed man's friends did, knowing that you are always ready to extend your love and mercy to us. May we carry with us the message of hope and healing found in Jesus, sharing it with others and glorifying your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we conclude our time together, we want to express our heartfelt thanks for sharing in these moments of reflection and inspiration. Your presence has been a blessing, and we are grateful for the opportunity to journey together. May you carry the lessons and wisdom we've explored into your daily life, finding strength in faith, compassion in service, and hope in the promises of God. May your path be illuminated by the love of Christ, guiding you in all that you do. Let's continue to share these blessings with others, spreading the light of faith and love to those we encounter. Until we meet again, go forth with gratitude in your heart, and may God's peace and grace be with you always.